Hello, and welcome back to Petals of Support. This is Mama D. In our last episode, I shared a meme that I had found, and it talked about being triggered and how that prevents us from kind of being who our true self is. When we are feeling like we're under attack, we feel like we must either fight or run away, and how that kind of stops us from being our true self. And if that happens too much, then we become less and less of who we really, really are. And I liked talking about that. I love finding memes online. I found another one. This one, I'm not sure where I got it. And I know some people don't like the little inspirational quotes. And I agree that some can be over the top. I have a friend that has those ones in her kitchen. I find them adorable. I think they're funny. I know that her kids have made fun of her for years about them. She has them in, well, they're all over her kitchen. She has some in her bathroom and they make her happy. So it's her house, makes her happy. She can do whatever she wants. I'm not really big into those kind of inspirational quotes that you can buy at a store and hang up, or you paint in an art class and then you hang them up yourself. But I do find some online when I'm on social media and they speak to me. And those are the inspirational quotes that I save. And I kind of have saved quite a few just on my phone with the idea that maybe they would be really good topics to talk about on this podcast. Tonight, the meme that I found says, "A lot of what weighs you down isn't yours to carry." And I'll be putting this, of course, on Twitter and Instagram like I always do. But this one spoke to me. It spoke to me quite well because it's something that I have been struggling with for quite a while. And I'm actually getting a lot better at realizing, recognizing, and realizing what is my burden to carry and what is not, what I'm putting on myself that I really, really do not need to do. So we're going to picture, if you could, that you have all these piles of rocks on your back. And we're going to take some of the piles off and we're going to put them in front of you. And we're going to talk about them because to me, there are quite a few things that we put on our backs that weigh us down. The first one, the big one that's directly on your back, are your burdens to carry, if we're going to call them that. They're your responsibilities. They are things that you have chosen to some degree to take on. And they're things you have to work through. Those are hard. So let's not add to them, right? Let's find a way to remove those other things weighing you down. So the first pile that I want you to imagine taking off and putting right in front of you is the burdens, the stresses, the feelings that you take on intentionally. They're not yours. And you know that you're not helping the situation by taking this weight off of somebody else, because really you're not taking it off of them. They still have the weight on them. You're just adding it to yourself and you're doing it intentionally. We all do it. We do it with our friends. We do it with our family. We do it with our kids. We do it with our parents. We especially do it with our significant others. It's when we're sitting with somebody and we hear them talking about something that's bothering them or something that they have to deal with, and you hear in their voice that they are overwhelmed or they are stressed or they're scared, and you intentionally take those feelings because you care about the person. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. You care about the person. You feel what they're feeling. And you think, gosh, I want to take that on, or I should take that on because I care about them. The fact that you do it intentionally means that you know you're doing it. And then you keep working. You keep whittling away at this problem that this other person has that they did not ask you to take on. And I think that's kind of the key in it, is that you're doing work. You're doing work, whether it is researching for that person or actually going out and doing something, or the work is just the emotional draining that it does on you. But they didn't ask you to do it. And truthfully, all of that's not helping the situation, because what they really just needed was someone to listen. That's why they were telling you. And you have to remember that. But that's so hard when you see someone sitting across from you or calling you or texting you with this big issue that they're going through, and you just want to make it better because you care. So I have examples for each of these three, and I promise they're not all about my kids, even though, oh, I could make them. I could tell you all about my kids for each one of these. The first one, though, is going to be about my oldest son, because it was more recent. I have definitely, as I said, I have gotten better about this, but this one I can recognize I did. It was beginning of spring, and he knew he needed to look for an internship or a job this summer. And he had been going about it through the school, which is not the help that you would assume. Really, they don't help the students until their junior year going into their senior year that summer. We weren't aware of that, but he had been talking to people and doing all this work, and we talked on the phone, and he was upset. He was upset because everything he was hitting was kind of a dead end. He kind of thought that he would find something that at least related to his field and was through the school, so he could then use it for a credit, which all of it makes a lot more sense when he explains it, but doing it through the school would have a bigger benefit than just a summer job. And that's what he wanted, because he knew he could get a summer job. He just wanted one that would benefit him in a bigger picture. So we hang up, and I took that burden on. I let it weigh me down. I was worried. I was worried that he wouldn't find what he needed. I knew that he was looking, but mom can do better, right? So there I am online. There I am dropping hints with friends and family that I know. I'm researching. I'm looking into companies. I mean, you get on Indeed, you type in summer employment, and there's stuff there. So I'm looking at all. I thought I was helping. It was also, though, stressing me out on top of other things I had going on, but it was stressing me out because I wanted him to be happy. I wanted him to find a job that would work for him. And I, without being asked, put this weight on my shoulders. So the next time I talked to him about this, which was probably a week or two later, he'd found something. Start talking about it, and I didn't want to jump in and say, hey, I found you. Here's five places that I think you should apply because I think they'd be perfect for you. Even though I'm not the one doing the job, I thought they would be perfect. Well, he found something. He found something through his professor that really has been great. It covers what he needs it to cover. It will be great experience for him. He's pleased. And I wisely kept my mouth shut. I didn't say, but I found these things, because in that moment, I realized he didn't need me to do that. He didn't ask me. I wasn't making it better. All I did was put more weight on my back. And if I had just taken a step back, maybe I would have thought of that at the time. And there is advice. I do have advice for the end of all of this on how I'm getting better about this. But I wanted to share the stories and share the types of burdens first. So then we have the second burden that's on your back. So let's take that off and put it in front of you. That second amount that's weighing you down. And this is the weight that we do not intentionally choose to take. It is just those things that, again, family, friends, children, parents, our spouses, our significant others, we see them in pain and we hear their stress, we hear their upset. We know we can't do anything about it. That's something that's out of our control for whatever reason. But we still take on these feelings because we're scared, or we feel their fear, or we're sad for them, or we're angry for some reason because of how they're being treated. There's nothing anyone can do, but we still take on that weight. And it doesn't help. Again, it doesn't help them, and it doesn't help us. It is just more that is on our backs that is weight that we do not have to carry because somebody else is handling it. We can't handle it any better. We can feel bad. Don't get me wrong. It is appropriate for us to be worried about our friends and our family, those people in our lives. It is appropriate for us to be happy when they're happy and sad when they're sad and mad when they're mad. It is okay for certain situations to kind of keep us up at night because we're worried about them. But it's when it weighs us down that we can't get other things done that it's a problem. My example for this would be my dad. My dad is in his 70s, and he has always been a healthy person, I thought. Well, about a year ago, I learned that he had been falling down at home. This was especially in the middle of the night when he would get up to use the bathroom, but it wasn't always. Sometimes it was during the day, and he would just stand up and pass out and fall. He, of course, since he's passed out, he's not catching himself. So he is falling straight forward or straight back and knocking his head. Just, you know, we're talking black eyes, damage to his nose. The worst was when I finally was told they had been keeping this from my brother and I because they didn't want to worry us, which I see it now as I have gotten older. I see why we might not want to share things with others to make them worry or to cause them worry. But as the child, we needed to know what was going on. But the one that they finally told me was when he had actually got into the bathroom and fell and somehow wedged himself between a tub and the toilet, and my mom could not get him out. So it was, goodness, 4 a.m. or something, and they called. I had both of the boys at home at that time, so I got them both up and we drove over and had to help my father out of this situation. By that point, he was awake, very embarrassed, very angry because he was embarrassed. He wouldn't go to the doctor, he wouldn't do this or that, and I probably didn't handle it well, but you cannot force him to go. I could not force my mom. I left angry. We've since, of course, peace has been made. They understand where I'm coming from. I called my brother in on it. He yelled from the far and he was not happy either. But I took the burden. This burden has been on me about worrying about both of them. Because my mom is older too. I worry that she will hurt herself trying to help my father. I'm worried that they will wait too long. He could knock his head. Since they seem unwilling to call an ambulance or do anything that they should do, I worry that things could escalate very quickly and she won't know what to do. I'm not helping the situation by worrying about it because truthfully, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can only strongly suggest many times that he tells his primary care doctor what's going on. He tells his cardiology doctor what's going on. All these people that, because he's older, he sees. And he swears that he is telling them, he swears that he is having tests. And I do know that he had a heart monitor thing for a short period of time that they were checking what he did during his day. So obviously he's telling some things. But all I can do in this situation is encourage, be supportive of both of them. Let them know that I am always a phone call away, even if I walk away not happy because they should have called an ambulance. But that's what I can do. And keeping myself up at night about it isn't helping. And I had to realize that. I had to realize it as I laid awake at night waiting for a phone call that didn't happen because either they weren't calling me or it wasn't happening as often as I thought it was. It wasn't helping to have that added burden on me. So that's the second weight that you could have on you. The first was when you intentionally take weight because of a friend or family situation and you try to fix it, even though it doesn't help. Second, we just talked about was that weight that we unintentionally, we don't even realize sometimes that we're taking on. Even though we're lying in bed at night worrying about it, we don't necessarily realize at the time we're taking it on. The other two are frustrating, but the third is the most frustrating. So we're going to take that one off our back. I'm going to put it in front of you. And this is the weight that people put on you intentionally. Best example would be with coworkers or bosses or supervisors. It's when they see what you're doing. They see that they can put more on you because it takes less off of them. Might be jobs you're not supposed to be doing, responsibilities you don't have. You might not even be getting credit for the extra work you're doing, but because they are your supervisor, they are your boss, you kind of feel like you have to take it. That can be questionable. We could have a whole episode on whether you should take that stress or not. But in the moment, we'll just say, in the moment, you feel like when they tell you, I need you to do this paperwork as well as this paperwork, you say, okay, because you feel like you have to. So they are intentionally putting more on your shoulders. This can be, if you volunteer, this can actually be, of course, with friends and family. This can be when somebody takes their trauma, their past that has got them upset, that is affecting their world, and they realize that they are putting it on you. It's not yours to carry. You were a child then, or you're a child now, or you have your own. You don't need to carry theirs too. And they knowingly add that. They tell you things, they complain about things that they should not be telling you or complaining about to you. And you put that on your back. And they keep piling it because it takes it off of theirs. Kind of that idea that misery loves company too. It might not make them feel better, but they know you're dealing with it too. And sometimes that does make someone feel better, oddly enough. So that third pile can just keep growing. So you have these three big piles. And then of course, as I said, you still have your own weight on your back. But what we have to remember is the three piles in front of us, that is not your weight to carry. And how much are you carrying? How big are your three piles? And what can you do to make them smaller? So my advice, which as we'll just do the reminder, I am not a licensed anything. I'm just a mom. I'm just telling you things that I have realized over my years. Things that I have found make me a little less stressed, make my life a little clearer. So this is what I have started doing. And I've talked about this first part in previous episodes. It's when I get upset and I can be just, you know, going about my day. Day is a normal day. And then all of a sudden I'm sitting there or I'm doing something and I realize that I'm upset or I wake up upset. Didn't go to bed upset or I didn't realize I was upset. It's to pause and try to figure out why I am now so upset. Why have I changed the way I feel? And it can take some time. It can take some time to sit there and think, what have I heard? What have I seen? Did I have a memory pop up that has made me feel upset? What is going on that I now have more on my back than I did a couple hours ago? Often I find that when I sit down and do that and kind of rehash the past hour, sometimes it's the full day because so much going on that all of a sudden something will just hit me and I will realize, well, that's what I'm upset about. I'm upset because I talked to my son and he told me that this happened in school and I have unintentionally taken that burden on. Now I have his emotions. I'm mad. I'm upset. The next step, though, which is what I have been working on, is that I then stop and ask myself if it is my burden to carry. Is it my weight to carry? I love my son. We'll just keep with that example. I love my son. Whatever has happened at school, if he is upset, oh, I'm not happy about it. But he's also 16. He can handle a lot on his own. And if he can't, he comes to me. I know he does. He'll come to me and we can talk about it and we can figure something out. But if he's not asking me, I do not need to carry that weight because truthfully, most of the time, whatever argument he has had with someone, within a couple hours, they are playing Call of Duty together like nothing happened. I wish that I had that ability to just say, you know what, that was in the past, let's move on. That's something I'm working on as well. But it's realizing what the burden is. What is that new rock that has been thrown on the pile? And which pile is it thrown on? And then saying to yourself, to myself, is this my weight to carry? And if it's not, I need to remove it. I need to take it off my back, and I need to put it in the appropriate pile, or I need to throw it away, because I'm not helping anyone by carrying more weight than I really can handle. I have my own weight, and I'm not asking someone to carry my weight for me. And in the first two piles, they're not asking me to carry the weight either. I'm doing that to myself, which takes some emotion, takes some stress. I'm now less me and less able to be there for them. Maybe they just needed someone to listen to them, and that is what I needed to do. And yeah, I want to fix it. That's who I am. I know that's who you are. You want your friends and your family, those people around you, to be happy. I 100% agree with that and understand that, but sometimes we're not making it better. We're actually making it worse, or we're not making one bit of a difference, but we are adding more to our backs. It is not our weight to carry. And that third pile, what, it's other people putting it on intentionally, that's different. That takes either talking to somebody and saying, that's not my job. That's not my issue to listen to. I care about you, but I cannot carry that for you. Maybe you need to go talk to somebody who can help you work through it, but it's not me. Because when you talk to me, you're trying to put it on me. You need to talk to a professional who knows how to not take it on, who's a third party, not involved, who can listen and help you work on it and won't put it on their own back too. But it's not your weight to carry. And that is what is important to remember. If you have any thoughts or opinions on this episode, you know I'd love to hear from you. And again, if you like hearing these inspirational, motivational, I don't know, deep thinking memes, I don't know, that I am finding, please let me know. You know that I would love to hear from you. You can email me at petals.s@aol.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Petals of Support. I would love to get a rating and review from you if you have time. I am now back to 2 episodes a week, so there'll be another episode on Thursday, but I am part of the Unfiltered Studio Network, where we have every day covered, plus some. So on Monday is Nailed It with St. Joe. On Tuesday is me. On Wednesday is Refiltered with Kevin Beebs, as well as Hypno Wellness with Cindy. On Thursday is Finding Your Way with Beebs, as well as the second part of Hypno Wellness with Cindy. On Friday, if you want to go out of our network, please go check out Mike and Jay at the Two Penny Podcast. I love them. They are great guys. They are funny, not always appropriate, so listen at your own risk, but they are great people, and they do make me laugh. Every day of the week, you can listen to the Stupid History Minute with the Keb. He has started a new series. I think by the time you listen to this, the last one that I heard was on sunglasses. I'm sure he'd love to hear topic suggestions. If you want, you can reach out to him. That is in the show notes. I hope you have a good couple days, and I will be back on Thursday. I love you all.
This podcast is a production of Unfiltered Studios. If you would like to know more about joining Unfiltered Studios, please visit our website at unfpod.com for more information. Hey guys, what's going on? It's Jay Jones over the Two Penny Podcast, and I just want to take a minute and let you know that if you are new to the podcasting world, and that may be you haven't even started your show yet, or you have started it, or maybe you just have an idea that you would like to get into production, well, I highly recommend checking out the folks over at Unfiltered Studios. And you can find them at unfpod.com. And, you know, whether it be you need help with audio, video, equipment, distribution, graphic design, anything and everything that comes to podcasting, you can reach out to the guys at Unfiltered Studios and they'll be willing to help. And that's at absolutely no charge to you. 100% free. It's very easy and it's very good. They have tons of experience and very responsive. When I first started out, they helped me a great deal and I'm very appreciative. And so, yeah, head on over to unfpod.com and check out the Unfiltered Studios and start your show today. They'll find a way to help you out. I promise you that. So, yeah, we'll see you soon. And don't forget, check out my podcast, The Two Penny, each and every Friday. All right, we'll be seeing you. Best of luck. Bye. Yeah, that was all me with help of the Unfiltered Studios. All right, see ya.